Jamie Barton was already well on her way to success when she won both the Main and the Song prizes at the 2013 BBC Cardiff Singer of the World competition. And just last year, she won the coveted Richard Tucker Award. With each performance, each concert, each aria on the opera stage, demand for a solo album from this Georgia-born, Atlanta-based mezzo only grows. And now, as they say, the wait is finally over. I spoke with Jamie just this past week about All Who Wander, her first solo album, accompanied by pianist Brian Zeger. First, I asked her about the meaning of the album's title.
Well, there's kind of two parts to this for me. The music, it's three different composers, Mahler, Dvorak, and Sibelius. And all three of the groups of songs that we've brought in for this talk about life experiences, talk about different stories. Some of them are about wandering. There are, especially in the Dvorak Gypsy songs, there are ones that are specifically about that. Ich ging mit Lust, you know, it's literally I wander through the forest. That's one of the Mahler songs. There is that common thread throughout all of it, but to me, I think this is a common thread throughout all of us. You know, we all have a bit of wanderlust. We all want to experience the world in ways that are different from maybe our everyday life. And at the same time, that being a common thread, we're all fairly similar. We all have something in common. I really fell in love with the idea of the unity, the inclusivity of that kind of thread, and where we went with it, I think, is something, well, I hope it's something that people will enjoy.
Beautiful music and metaphor throughout. It's odd that Mahler never wrote an opera, don't you think? With that love of voice?
You know, there are several composers, him, Duparc. I really wish he'd written an opera, you know, like, or at least one that survived.
Well, he makes up for it with song.
Well, exactly. And maybe it is the personal connection that you get between a pianist and a singer, or an orchestra and having a singer right there. Mahler was very, very into the folk song tradition, you know, very into the earthy, grassy kind of things. And then his own spin on all of that was very ethereal. Mm. You know, so I think that makes for majestic orchestral storytelling. And so I think maybe he did exactly what was his own voice. We can wish all we want.
And be fully satisfied listening to the vocal repertoire he left us.
Oh, yes, yes.
The storytelling in the Dvorak on this recording is deeply personal. Mm. Talk about those gypsy songs.
Well, these are seven songs. They're little tiny jewels of stories telling of the gypsy personality, the gypsy life. And it's everything from, you know, like, you know, play the tambourine and dance for me kind of music to, of course, the iconic one is Songs My Mother Taught Me, which I feel is an incredibly personal story of, you know, this person who has grown up and is teaching the children to sing these songs that they have in their heritage. And it brings tears to their eyes that they can do this and they remember their mother having taught them. You know, this is something, it's something I've experienced in my life, learning songs from my family. And so for me, it's a very personal story.
Oh,
When you performed at Spivey Hall, we were so lucky to get you very soon after you won in Cardiff. You mentioned that Peter Pan played an important role in your life, speaking about mothers and families.
Oh, it's true. The very first piece of music that I ever performed outside of my family's home in front of other people was Tender Shepherd from Peter Pan. And I was in a rocking chair with my teddy bear and my nightgown, just singing, tender shepherd, this little lullaby from this musical. And I remember I was just obsessed with the Mary Martin made-for-TV Peter Pan. I probably wore that VHS tape out.
But what a beautiful entry into the world of song.
Yeah.
And here you are recording Dvorak. I've heard singers talk about performing in the Czech language. I know Renee Fleming has spoken about how beautiful it is. Listening to it spoken would seem intimidating. What's it like singing in Czech?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It is intimidating to tackle for the first time. And these songs, the Dvorak Gypsy songs, were the first group of songs that I, or the first experience in the Czech language that I had. I had wonderful coaches, though, wonderful people to hold my hand and help me understand how to do it. I'm now putting together Ježí Bába from Ruzalka, which I'll be doing at the Met in their new production. So I am once again going through the Czech language and going, okay, this is not as scary as it seems.
They're such nice people, too.
Well, you know, the language to me, it reminds me quite a bit of English, quite honestly. It is in some ways a consonant-driven language. And so in that way, I understand it. I understand how to communicate in English in a way that I don't know. I don't quite have the same feelings for other languages that I don't already know very well. So to be able to, you know, once you get past the scariness of going, Prirozda, you know, then you understand that these are just the letters that you string together. And that is the way that you do it. And actually, it adds a flavor to the music that I think is incredibly special for that language.
Wonderful. Sibelius is a particular favorite of Robert Spano, and I think you're quite attracted to his music as well.
Oh, it's hard not to be. That's like catnip. It's just...
How so?
Oh. Once again, it comes down to the stories, but how Sibelius composed on top of these is incredible. I will be completely honest. These are not the happiest songs in the entire world.
We're talking about Scandinavia.
Yes.
It's dark a lot of the time.
Exactly. I mean, even for me, the crowning jewel of the set of songs that I did was Vadet en Drøm, which is Was It a Dream? Was our entire relationship a dream? It's no longer, you know, but Was It a Dream? That is the happiest song of all of these.
This was the land of Ingmar Bergman, remember?
Exactly. But he does amazing things in terms of bringing different colors to, quite honestly, different shades of drama and sadness. Flickan Kom, for instance, is a wonderful story, a very powerful dialogue between a mother and daughter, where the daughter comes in and her hands are red, and the mother says, "Why are your hands red?" And the daughter says, "Oh, well, I was picking roses, and the thorns stung my hands." She comes back in with red lips, and the mother goes, "Why do you have red lips?" And she says, "Well, I was eating raspberries." And then she comes in with a pale look on her face, and her mother asks her what's wrong. And she goes through this very teenage drama, 15-year-old, "Well, I was in love with this boy, and he has left me for another, and now you can write upon my grave that this is what happened. Actually, my hands were red because I was holding his hands. My lips were red because they were under his lips. And now my cheeks are pale because he absolutely left me.
Okay, Jamie, to say that you bring drama to your interpretations is understating it. Congratulate you. In an age where labels are dying and classical artists are so few among major labels, here you are debuting with a recording on Delos and a superb pianist, too.
Well, you know, Brian Zeger, my pianist, is actually the whole reason this is happening. He had a contract with them that involved three CDs, and so he invited me on to the last one. So massive thanks go to Brian for believing in me and being interested in my voice as an artist, and the experience of being able to do this with him has truly been transformative.
Well, I think it's a perfect duet, and typical of you that these songs have such substance as well as beauty. Jamie, we like to think of you as our own, but I know you belong to the world.
My heart is right here. I can promise you that.
Thank you so much.